Hey guys, and welcome to the Explore Careers podcast. I'm Beck, and this week I was lucky enough to catch up with Elizabeth, who works for the Australian Navy as a cryptologic linguist. Now, this is a seriously cool job, especially if you love learning languages. I'd actually never heard of a cryptologic linguist before, but honestly, by the end of this episode, I was seriously considering changing career paths. I hope you enjoy our chat. Hey guys, so today we are joined by Elizabeth, who is a cryptologic linguist for the Navy. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's good to be here, thank you.
So first of all, who or what inspired you to choose a career in the Navy?
So basically, like most 17-year-olds, I was 17 when I joined. I had no idea what I wanted to do at uni, let alone with the rest of my life. So I went on to defence jobs and decided, yeah, the RAN looked the most exciting, most opportunities for travel and also variety and a guaranteed income straight out of school, which, yeah, that was probably one of the most intriguing parts. Yeah.
Absolutely. There's no need for, you know, 4 years of uni, working in a bar, you know, you can get out and get working straight away. That's definitely a big plus. And so then why did you decide to become a cryptologic linguist? I can't believe I actually said that. But it's a big word.
Well done. Yeah.
and what actually is a cryptologic linguist?
So, yeah, well, I'll start off. Yeah, the reason why I went for this role was it looked the most interesting on defence jobs. Like, it does stand out. The name kind of doesn't give a hell of a lot away except for the linguist part. So I guess it was the intrigue of learning another language, learning a foreign language was very, you know, very interesting as a linguist, but also it's highly classified. So like the intelligence side of it seemed really exciting, seemed really interesting, something completely out of the ordinary that you would not do day to day on the street. So I think, yeah, it is highly classified. So what I can tell you what we do is we interpret and intercept and analyze foreign languages. And it's right. Using that information that we can directly contribute to Navy missions and make actually quite a big difference.
Wow, that is cool. That is really, really cool. I love that. That is a really interesting job. So what sort of personal attributes do you think you need, you know, to be a CTL? For short.
CTL, yeah, you can just call us that. It's easier.
Yeah.
So obviously good listening skills would definitely come in handy, noting it is linguistics. But I would also say having a good amount of emotional intelligence is important. So you think about, you know, Google Translate, that can translate a word here and there, but it's having that emotional intelligence that it's not just translating a word, it's actually getting that meaning, that context, because there is a big difference between what a human can do and what a computer can do. So yeah, emotional intelligence is the key.
So straight out of school, you enter into the Navy, and as a cryptologic linguist, you have to learn another language. Like, you didn't know these languages that you now know. No, you've just learned them.
Yeah. So funnily enough, I wish I had paid more attention to the languages other than English classes at school. I didn't. Yeah. I didn't pay as much attention as I should. And then I was like, oh, I'm never going to need this. No. Fast forward a couple of months and there I am in the Navy learning another language. So it probably could have come in handy.
Amazing. And so obviously language subject you didn't pay enough attention in, but what other subjects at school do you think prepared you for your role?
Well, that's the interesting thing about the Navy is we teach everything. So everything, you are trained from day dot, the day that you join, and you're taught every single skill you're required to know. So you're not actually really needing to go in with any actual background of information. Obviously, you want to have adequate math, adequate English, but yeah, it's not really anything on like focused on that you really have to know. Like we teach you everything. Yeah. You just have to want to learn. I think that's the big key.
Yeah, exactly. And then, so what sort of training other than, I guess, learning another language did you undergo in the Navy to become a CTL?
So So we start off with everybody. So all roles, we start off with basic training. So that's your recruit school, and that's where you're learning how to be in the Navy. That's your Navy skills. So once you've done that, we move on to our specific employment training. We learn a lot, and linguistics is part of that. Yeah, there's a lot of training, but it all comes together, and it all makes it worth it.
So how many years of training did you have?
All up, well, that's the beauty of it is we're constantly training. So I'm still training today. So I've been in for 14 years now, and I'm still learning new skills. So you're always learning enough to do the next role. You're never unprepared. So yeah, 14 years on, I'm still learning. I'm still developing professionally and personally, and it's really fun.
Yeah, keeps it exciting.
It does.
So what do you love most about your job?
Yeah. So, like I said, 14 years on, there's got to be a few things. Definitely the variety. So, every posting I've had, they've been totally different. New experiences, working with new people, it really keeps it exciting. And actually, yeah, the people. So, the Navy is really tight-knit. We form strong friendships, relationships, and you're working with these people throughout your life. So yeah, it's really close-knit and everybody really helps each other. It's really awesome.
Yeah, great. And what would you say some of your career highlights so far would be?
So one of the highlights would be I went to a foreign country and I stayed there for a month just learning the language. I was immersed within the culture. That was a unique opportunity. It was really amazing. And so, again, you're being paid to be there, but you're also developing those skills that you will give back to the Navy. So that was a really awesome opportunity. Other opportunities, the linguist trade really opens up a lot of different opportunities. I also went, another highlight was Operation Manitou. I don't know a lot of people know it. It's the big operation that was in the Middle East, the anti-drug smuggling. So I went there with HMS Warramunga, and we intercepted millions of dollars worth of drugs as part of the anti-drug smuggling effort.
Oh my God,
Yeah,
what a job!
it was really rewarding. Yeah, and it makes it worth it. Yeah.
So cool. And like you said, with actually being in the country, that the language that you're learning definitely helps, doesn't it?
Being embedded, yeah, because it's not just learning a language, it's understanding the culture, and I think what we really get to do. Yeah.
Really, really cool. So what advice would you give to students who are watching and might want to pursue a career as a Navy CTL? What advice would you give them?
So obviously, get onto defense jobs and have a look, have a read, search for cryptologic linguist. There's a lot of information on there, more than what we could go through today. It might give you more of an inside, gauge of what's going on. So yeah, get onto best defense jobs, have a look, and yeah, I think you'll be more intrigued the more you read about it.
Yeah, awesome. And maybe listen in your language classes at high school because it will get you a little bit further, but like as you said, you learn on the job.
And have an open mind. The Navy is amazing. Like, there's so many opportunities, and your day-to-day job is totally different. You would never have You're never doing the same thing no matter where you go.
Yeah,
So yeah,
so
different
cool.
environments. Yeah.
And your uniform rocks too. Can I just
I
say, like, is that a work purchase, the uniform in
it's so comfortable. Yeah. Takes me 10 minutes to get ready in the morning. It's so
Yeah,
good.
perfect. Well, thank you so
Yeah.
much for joining us today, Elizabeth. It was great to get your insights.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.